Scrap is a non-for-profit organization based in southwestern Sydney. Since 1991, this thrifty NGO has been helping Australians from all walks of life divert resources from going to waste. This morning, we are joined by Peter Carroll. He is the founder and secretary of Scrap. Pete, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jess, and to SER listeners.
Now, what are the aims of Scrap? Tell us about the organisation.
Sure. Well, in the broadest sense, we've always worked to try and develop practical solutions in environmental education. We've worked primarily with schools, but we work with all comers, whoever's interested. And originally, as the name actually suggests, it's an acronym standing for School Communities Recycling All Paper. As teachers, we focused on the importance of bringing practical solutions that would benefit the environment and embedding that in the education within schools. So we started the first ever paper recycling program in New South Wales schools, and that eventually became embedded in a government contract and, of course, continues today. As everyone's pretty familiar with, it's right across our community, and it was an outstanding success in its day to bring many hundreds, if not thousands, of organisations into the network of paper recycling and thereby reducing waste on average by about 30%.
Gosh, how did you become involved with environmental education? What led you down this path?
Well, I'm a bit of an old fella, and I went to university in the 1970s and became involved in the anti-uranium movement. To try and stop nukes, of course, as part of the peace issue, and also to end uranium mining, which we've not been successful in, but, you know, there is a fair consciousness left in Australia about that issue. And from there, as a teacher education student, I eventually went out into schools and realised how lacking we were in environmental education in our schools, and sought with colleagues to try and change that over the years, until eventually we had the opportunity to start Scrap.
You mentioned before the paper recycling initiative and how amazingly successful that has been. What other initiatives have Scrap been involved with over the year?
Yeah, so at one stage we were a moderately large organisation for a small NGO. We had about 15 people, educators. I had a truck on the road collecting recyclables, and we expanded that recycling program by developing waste auditing in schools. So we'd get the kids donned up in their gloves and their work clothes, and we would actually separate out and weigh and record the amount of waste that was produced in a school over one day. And we've done that in hundreds of schools over the years, and it has a kind of shock factor, you know. There's that yuck factor for kids when they're separating the waste. They realise, you know, how awful it is when you don't separate out your resources. Everything gets messed up, and that's why it ends up in landfill. Whereas if you separate it, as we are beginning to understand, particularly the organic fraction can be turned into compost, which of course is a valuable soil conditioner. And today we focus very much on worm farming and composting and gardening, and that in itself in schools can be as much as another 40% of the total waste as our audit showed over the years.
That's amazing.
Went on to do a major sustainable schools program, which ran for many years, which had five forms of auditing in it that we worked on with schools over a full day, and then came back with a whole environmental management plan, which they could, you know, with recommendations gradually implement over time. We've focused on selling into schools recycled options for things like paper, toilet paper. We have even refillable whiteboard markers. You know, it goes right through the whole scale of school purchasing, and businesses can become involved in that as well and reform their purchasing habits so that we're buying less throwaway materials and instead looking always for the reuse, the avoidance of landfilling and recycling wherever possible.
I feel like
that's
when
just a sample.
I feel like when you give children the opportunity to learn and you give them the opportunity to make these choices, they will always astound you. They will always be so much more receptive and so much more kind of attuned to what you're trying to teach them than you could ever imagine. Kids are incredible, and getting to them at that young age and embedding those sustainable practices and really educating those sustainable practices, I think, is so, so important and so, so fantastic. Tell us about the program currently happening at Holsworthy High School.
Okay, so at Holsworthy, where we're based in southwestern Sydney in the Liverpool area, we have a centre which is based around sustainable principles. So we recycled an old army barracks. We have a dozen large worm farms. We've got compost bays, compost bins, various forms of it. We have a complete water conservation system with water tanks, grey water system, composting toilet. We're solar powered, so it's a living example of sustainability that anyone can come and visit, and we run people through various programs. So at the moment, we've just received some funding from Liverpool Council to launch a program that I've been writing submissions for nearly 10 years,
wow,
which is called Table to Table Organic Living Skills. And in that, we take a group of young students from high school and put them through a process where they appreciate food at the table. The waste material is then, of course, redirected through composting and worm farming to create soil. That soil becomes the new garden bed. They learn to germinate seed and plant seed into that garden bed, care for it, raise the crop, harvest the crop, learn to prepare that food. And, of course, we sit back down at the table again and eat that food, with any waste, of course, going back to composting once more. So they see the cycle of nature and embed it, as you were referring to before. If kids can experience this and understand it, it becomes part of their life skill. It becomes part of the way that they live, and we hopefully end up with a more sustainable planet.
I think that this is so fantastic. For any parents out there who are listening and maybe wanting their schools to get on board with some of the scrap initiatives, if they want to kind of start educating their kids about these things, how would you suggest they go about doing that?
Well, they can contact us. Our website can be made available. We've obviously contactable on by phone and email, and hopefully we can post those to your website.
Absolutely.
And get a greater group of people through to contact us. But yeah, we're always open to working with communities, working with households, not just schools and preschools and other educational organisations. And we do work with businesses as well.
Fantastic. Peter, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure, Jess.